Het vrachtschip dat vanochtend in problemen kwam na een aanvaring op de Noordzee drijft inmiddels stuurloos rond in een windmolenpark voor de kust van Zuid-Holland. Na een aanvaring met een olietanker liep water de machinekamer van het vrachtschip in. De 18 opvarenden zijn gered met een helikopter. De situatie aan boord van de olietanker is volgens de kustwacht stabiel. De tanker zou geen lading hebben verloren. Het vrachtschip zou geen lading aan boord hebben. De Britse premier Johnson heeft het lang verwachte rapport gekregen van een hoge ambtenaar over de feestjes in coronatijd. Waarschijnlijk wordt de inhoud daarvan snel naar buiten gebracht. Johnson geeft rond 16:30 Nederlandse tijd een verklaring in het parlement. In het Verenigd Koninkrijk was veel te doen over de borrels in en bij de ambtswoning van premier Johnson. Hoge regeringsfunctionarissen kwamen daar geregeld samen, terwijl het land in lockdown was. Veel partijgenoten van Johnson willen eerst de conclusies van het rapport zien voor ze beslissen of Johnson nog verder kan als premier. Amerika en de NAVO-bondgenoten hebben een lijst maatregelen klaar liggen voor als Rusland Oekraïne binnenvalt. Als dat gebeurt, krijgen belangrijke Russen die dicht bij president Poetin staan met economische sancties te maken. Er is een lijst met namen opgesteld van Poetins vertrouwelingen. Als Rusland besluit om Oekraïne binnen te vallen, zouden ze geen geld meer op westerse bankrekeningen kunnen zetten en niet meer mogen studeren aan westerse universiteiten. Door het hoge water en de harde wind spoelen in Friesland veel dode vogels aan. Er liggen onder meer honderden dode ganzen tussen de Holwert en Halm. Medewerkers van het waterschap zijn bezig met een opruimactie. De vogels zijn waarschijnlijk gestorven aan de vogelgriep. Het waterschap adviseert mensen om weg te blijven van de Waddenzeekust en roept op om de dode dieren vooral niet aan te raken. Het weer, harde windstoten vanwege de storm Corrie. Vooral langs de westkust is het nog erg onstuimig met windstoten tot 100 km per uur. Maar ook landinwaarts waait het flink. In de loop van de middag neemt de wind af. Het is een graad of 7. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Het laatste nieuws en lekkere muziek. Rechtstreeks vanaf het eiland is dit
Radio Texel.
Het beste van het eiland.
Radio Texel.
Johnny's in de winkelwagenshow, we zeiken hier.
Niet beter af,
want volgens ons is hij de allergrootste maf. Hij denk ik hoort
bij de top,
maar vooralsnog is hij de allergrootste flop. Maar ik heb ook een goed bericht, want nu draait hij onverpleegd.
Thuis, op het terras of op de camping. Peter van Vlokhoven in de winkelwagenshow.
De komende twee uur staan bol van krakende platen, vastgelopen cassettes en een overspannen producer. Een doldwaze discjockey en oervervelende telefoongesprekken. Dit is
de Winkelwagenshow met piepende wieltjes door de hitparade.
Rammen, buiken, dus kortom, slopen!
We zijn er. En we worden alleen maar groter.
Kom op, hè.
We'll be right back.
te horen krijgt, maakt niks uit.
De Winkelwagenshow. Voor mensen in de minima, maxima en kontekruipers.
Get free to feel your energy kick.
Kassa!
De Winkelwagenshow. Met piepende wieltjes. Door de hitparade.
Winkelwagenshow wordt mede mogelijk gemaakt door Riet van der Wouw.
Hey, van Vlokhoven, jij had beter slager kunnen worden.
Je neemt twee hits. Je neemt een koeler, je neemt een gestoorde DJ die ze door elkaar schudt.
Oh, nee!
Ja, lekker. We doen er wat extra alcohol bij, precies. En dan gaan we het serveren. Dit is de mashup van vandaag.
She work the boom, she break it down, she take it low, she's fine as hell, she's about to go, do a thing right on the floor, and money, money she making, look at the way she's shaking, make you wanna touch her, wanna taste her, if you're lusting for her, no crazy faces. She's so much more than you used to, knows just how to move to seduce you, she's gonna do the right thing, touch the right spot, dance in your lap, you're ready to pop, she's always ready when you want it, she want it like an info, the info, show you where to meet her on the late nights and daylight, club jumping if you want a good time, gonna give you what you want. Just baby, why don't you come over here? You got me saying, hey.
Attentie, dames en heren. Dit is het begin van een nieuwe show. Let op uw portemonnee.
Passing every red light. I know I'm in over my head. A rebel that I don't hide. Remember all the words that you said. Even if the love was hurting, I'll be yours. I'll be yours again. I can feel that fire's burning. Give me more. So tell me, would you feel my love?
Zitten wachten.
Jawel.
Het is je boy Lil Kleine en Flonty Stacks, a.k.a. Ronnie Flex.
Yes sir, we zijn in de building. Ik wil iedereen niet aansporen om drank en drugs te gaan doen. Of misschien toch wel, hey.
Misschien toch wel, hè, hey. En we zingen met z'n allen.
1, 2, 3.
Als je bitch wil chillen, is dat geen probleem. Dan ga ik erheen, ik kom niet alleen. Want ik heb drank en drugs. Ik heb drank, en drugs. Als je bitch wil chillen, is het geen probleem. Dan ga ik erheen, ik kom niet alleen. Want ik heb drank, en drugs. Ik heb drank, en drugs.
Als je bitch wil chillen en ze belt mijn nummer, dan ga ik wel komen,
want ik ben flexibel.
Nu ben ik in de club,
en nu sta ik voor de spiegel.
Ik kan niet voor je liegen, we willen wat verdienen.
Nou, ik verhoog het tempo, bezweet de hoofd, de grote ogen. Ik ga lekker. Ik heb mijn schoenen vies geslapen, niets knuffel, iets echt fok me. Ben met Ronnie Flex, we roken weg, stellen stacks of sturen facturen. En je ma is echt, ze haalt van gek, haalt van seks. En nu wil ik er huren.
Als je bitch wil chillen, is het geen probleem.
Dan ga ik er heen, ik kom niet alleen. Want ik heb drank, en drugs. Ik heb drank, en drugs.
Als je bitch wil chillen, is het geen probleem.
Dan ga ik er heen, ik kom niet alleen. Want ik
Oké mensen, dit is de beste couplet van 2015, Lil Kleine.
1, 2, 3, alle tieners zeggen ja tegen MDMA. Je meisje is een mot, staat seks met je pa. Geen blad voor mijn mond, maar recht voor mijn raap. En ze zullen er niet zijn als het slecht met me gaat.
Hey bitch, schuif op,
schuif.
Wij komen binnen met alle, je moet zakken tot de grond alsof je moeder is gevallen. Ik heb bitches zoals jij en ik vang ze elke keer. Morgen weet je ze.
Maar niks meer, dat maakt niet uit, want ik vind het wel goed zo.
Ik ben klein en ik zeg kom langs bro. Misschien dat mijn liefie vroeg afloopt.
Je ruikt wiet en seks als ik langs loop. Als je bitch wil chillen is het geen probleem. Dan ga ik erheen, ik kom niet alleen. Want ik heb drank,
wiet
en
drugs.
Ik heb drank,
chips
en cola.
Als je bitch wil chillen is het geen probleem. Dan ga ik erheen, ik kom niet alleen. Want ik heb koffie en thee.
Oké, dames en heren, als je bitch wilt chillen.
Zingen!
Als je bitch wilt chillen. Het is je boy, Lil Kleine en Flonty Stick.
Turn the fuck up.
Wat een gezelligheid, jongens. Alle tieners zeggen ja.
Kassa!
De Winkelwagenshow. Met piepende wieltjes. Door de hitparade.
Het is toch allemaal weer goed afgelopen.
Attention everyone.
Another request.
Right now you're listening to the Winkle Wagon Show.
Another request.
Laten we dit programma nou eens vakkundig sluiten.
Hallo, alle personen van de planeet Aarde.
Hey jongens, hier valt wat te verbouwen.
Yeah.
pilletje spier. Riga Radio Roulette. De volgende versie komt uit bij de Buggles. Ken je hem nog? Video Killed the Radio Stars.
De Winkelwagen Show Classics.
Be my guest.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young it didn't stop you coming through.
Tessels nieuws en heerlijke muziek.
Dit is Radio Tessel.
We gaan naar St. Louis. Daar hebben we gevonden L Holiday en de Eastside Rhythm Band. L, welkom in de show.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing real good.
Real good. Tell me the history of L. When did you find the music in your life? At what age?
I always had music in my life. My mother and father met working at a music store, and they always had music playing when I was growing up, and then I started playing when I was a kid. And my dad, he tried to teach my mom how to play guitar, so he's a little bit of a, you know, shade tree guitar teacher, and so he taught me a little bit about playing guitar, and then I've been doing this thing ever since.
And you're coming from St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what's the difference in music style if you talk about St. Louis and New Orleans?
That's a good question. So, you know, when you're playing soul and R&B music, you know, R&B aficionados all know their distinct differences between Motown and Stax and Philadelphia and New Orleans. But to me, the tradition of St. Louis R&B is always marked by its intensity. And say, like, the way that Tina Turner sings or the way that Bonnie Bramlett sings. But I think that you can still find that in our music today.
So, your father has a record store. Who influenced your music style?
Oh, who influenced my music style? You know, my folks did listen to a lot of music, but, you know, I listened to all kinds of music, and I grew up listening to folk music and punk rock music and soul and R&B and the blues and country music. And, you know, it's what is, I always tell my students, it's like I'm a combination of every person I've ever met. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I listened to your song when you recorded in the studio when I was here and you was there, and I was thought there was a 66 old man singing in the studio because it sounds like that.
Yeah.
And you're a young guy.
Oh man.
How can you explain that? Where's that raw voice coming from?
It comes from a real place, and it is a real thing, and it is my real personality coming through, man. I don't know what else to tell you besides all that, but no, that is definitely one of the best compliments that we get is whenever people say, they've been saying while I'm here, they said, I thought you were an old black person, and that sort of thing, you know, and that is definitely among the top kind of compliments that I can get is in this kind of music, you know, is it? But,
I'm not the first one who made that equality with Otis Redding and some.
I don't think so.
It's unbelievable, man! Unbelievable. I was thinking, what is this? It's crazy. It's like the voice that you turn around to share and you see. What is that?
Yeah.
Tell me, when did you follow up with your music? When you was a child and you found the music in your life?
I consider myself lucky that, you know, all the musicians that are in this band have a degree in music, and I actually did not get a degree in music, and I think it served me well, personally. I wouldn't have probably thrived in that environment, but I did learn quite a bit when I was in school about music. I took a few classes, and what I did take was really valuable to me, and I learned how to arrange horn parts, and I played in big band and ensemble and combo, and I've been a journeyman in this trade for a long, long time. And
the most self-educated.
Yeah, I learned from a lot of people, but not in like a formal way.
1, 2, 3.
Peter van Vlokhoven.
Well, he seems like a nice guy.
We're Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band. The name of this song is Little Woman of Mine. We've been doing this one from a long, long time. It's on our first record, and it's on our most recent full-length record of our own music called 4963. It go like this. 1, 2, 3. My days start before the day begins, and it's all gone by the time it ends. Ain't nothing in the world is right. I've been howling in the middle of the night, saying, come on tomorrow, let's do it again. 'Cause I love that little woman of mine. I love that little woman of mine with all my life. I love that little woman of mine. I love that little woman of mine with all my life. She loves me easy and she loves me cool. She said, go on, do what you're gonna do.
fire and my sky won't rain. My love is strong, baby, just the same. And you know it's true. I'm gonna love a good woman till I don't know what to do. Girl, I love that little woman of mine. Oh, I love that little woman of mine with all my life. I love that little woman of mine. Oh, I love that little woman of mine with all my life.
Here together with the Eastside Rhythm Band. Who did you bring in today?
Yeah, we got Jared Bradley McFarland over here. He plays the drums. Mr. Ryan Torbey plays the trumpet, and Ms. Alexandra Sinclair plays the keyboards and sings.
How important are those people?
They're very important people. They're very important people. We've been all doing this thing together. We've all been working together better part of 3 or 4 years now. but yeah, dude, they're all really great at what they do. Alexander Sinclair's been singing some lead on this trip, and so we have a really interesting sort of personnel this time. It's the first keyboard, this first tour we've ever done where I have never played any keyboard. If you ask anyone in St. Louis, like, oh, Al Holiday, you know, he's a musician, they're like, oh yeah, he's a keyboard player. I have not played one note of keyboard in any of our gigs this time, but it's a big help to Alexander Sinclair. She plays organ, she plays whirly, she plays piano and holds it down real nice, and so it's worked out really well this trip.
Okay, why did you decide to come over to Europe?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, there's the food, and no, I'm just lying. There's a long history of Europeans, especially Dutch people, supporting American music and being really great music lovers. And it's definitely always been something that we've wanted to do to build for our career and for this band. And just about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I kind of sent a message in a bottle to my friend Jordy, and I'd heard of him and heard he had been doing some promoting over here, and I'd probably sent a dozen messages over this way, trying to see if we could book something over here, and never heard anything back. And about 3 months after I sent my message, I got an email back from him. He's like, oh, well, this looks pretty cool. Like, what do you guys want to come do this? And so we said, hell yeah, and then we just started last year with our first tour.
Step on the plane and go.
Yep.
Fly through Europe, and
yep,
then here you are.
Yep.
Okay, tell me, when you play a gig in Europe, it's completely different.
Absolutely.
If you play a gig in America.
Yeah, and you know, we come from a tradition of a working band, and we've, you know, this band has definitely been, has worked its way out of playing in bars, you know, for the most part, and playing in those sort of situations. But we come from a street called South Broadway, where it's kind of like a Beale Street or a Frenchman Street, but there's live music 7 nights a week, and we've come down and really been seasoned by working in clubs late at night like that. And you know, I always have been known to say that, like, I don't feel comfortable if somebody's not gonna spill a beer on my head while I'm playing. And I haven't come across that here just yet. Maybe I guess maybe last Thursday, Wednesday, you know, I think that might have happened. But what do you guys think is the difference between some of these audiences?
Yeah, I would agree that it's definitely like the attentiveness of the audience. I know there's been a couple of times where we finish a song and it's almost uncomfortable, the silence after the song, and people are still just sort of digesting. In the States, you're barely done with the tune and they're clapping and telling you to play the next one. So that's been a really, really cool experience.
Mm-hmm. Alexandra, what do you think if you look to the European audience?
I've been I've been so enthralled and excited with the positivity from each audience, and I already feel like I'm home and we're amongst family. People when they come and check us out, they've already checked us out beforehand, and I think that's just such a wonderful thing, and everyone's been very positive.
Okay, let's talk about your music. Bring out 3 albums. Your last album, 9463. Yeah. Tell me something about that. Where's the name coming from?
Oh, 4963 comes from our street address, my man. That's where we live. That's where me and my wife live, anyways. That's like the world headquarters of Al Howdy and the East Side Rhythm Band.
You can say we live there.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. And actually, it's kind of hit a nerve, but we're going to be moving, but it's not going to be our world headquarters for long. So if you're trying to come find me, my wife will be happy. She said, "Why you put our damn address on that record? People are going to be come looking for us." We recorded this album about I guess it's been almost 2 years now. I kind of had the tape machine of destiny come into my life, and it's a 1-inch 16-track machine, and we're able to seize the means of production of making music and make our own records. And so we've been doing that and been really busy doing that in the last couple of years. And so that was the first record we cut on the tape machine, and we set it up in my basement, and we had the whole rhythm section in one section of the basement. We set up a bunch of doors that I had laying around the house as the isolation booth for the horn section, and then we cut a hole in my floor and ran some XLRs up to my piano, and I cut that. That was my little isolation booth up there. So we cut the whole record pretty much live to tape, and then, you know, of course, we did backdoor a few things, but it has a very lively feel. It's alive in there, y'all, so I didn't say check it
out. Okay.
All right, y'all. We're Al Howdy and the East Side Rhythm Band, and we're going to play a song for you called Lady on the Street off a record we released called 4963. Some songs, they might take you a couple of days to write. Some songs, they might take you 6 months to write. Sometimes they take longer, but this song was, I actually wrote this song about 15 minutes. It was kind of crazy how it happens. There's only a few times you get to do that. You know, sometimes people a little bit, like Stevie Wonder, that's like an everyday occurrence for him. But, you know, this one was really kind of crazy how it came to us. So we put it together with the band, and it took a little bit longer than that to get the whole thing together, but... it right down on me. A lady on the street, lay it right down on me. Lay it down so easy, mama, a blind man could see. Once I was lonely and off on my own. Once I was lonely, off on my own. Once I was lonely and far from my home. But I've never been so cold, I froze to my bones.
I better wait a while today. I think I better wait a while today. I think I better wait a while and just watch what I say. Cause if my Lord is coming, y'all, he's coming to stay. Lady on the street, tell me what do you see? Lady on the street, tell me what do you see? Lady on the street, tell me what do you see? When you look to tomorrow, baby. Look to tomorrow, babe, you'll see a lot more than me.
Name of our band is Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band. The next song we're going to play for you is a song that's very close to our hearts as well. There's a project that we just released this year. It's called the All St. Louis Review Volume 1, and it's our band backing up our favorite singer-songwriters from the city of St. Louis. Some of y'all maybe never have heard of the city of St. Louis before, but it's the same city that gave the world Chuck Berry, Miles Davis, Albert King, Donny Hathaway, Ike and Tina Turner. We have a rich musical heritage in our home on the Mississippi River, and we'd like to share that with all y'all right now. We actually are going to be featuring November 14th at the Milk Fag. We're going to be doing some more music from the All St. Louis Review. We have Big Mike Aguirre and Neil C. Luke are going to be flying over from St. Louis, and we'll be backing them up as well. Some of you may have heard of before the story of how Stax Records came over, and it was Booker T and the MGs backing up Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, and all these people. You know, it's kind of our little version of that, of our St. Louis community. So we're going to lay this one on you right now. Again, this one is close to our hearts, especially because it was written by a person named Nathan Jacko, and Nathan passed away about a year and a half ago. So I had the honor of singing this one on the All St. Louis record, and it's not available on streaming, but you can come pick up a physical copy of it at the show. Go like this. It's not what you say. It's not what you thought you said. It's just the way you play silly games with my head. The answer is no. Chicago. I gave you a sign. I wrote you a simple note, but I had too much wine, and I forgot what I wrote. But you lost your glow. Chicago.
Christmas.
Yes, we've decided this was going to be the year. We decided we're going to put out a full-length Christmas record, y'all. It has a lot of good tracks. It has Robert Earl Keane, it has Albert King. It's interesting to get into the canon of Christmas music because it's like its own universe, like the Star Wars universe or the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and you have a lot of really great ideas you could draw from. And we had no shortage of those whenever we were making this record. And we also included our original tune on there that you'll probably hear on this show. Is called Christmas in America.
Okay. But for yourself, what are you doing at Christmas? What are you doing personally at Christmas? Sitting home?
Having dinner? Oh, man, I'm going to see my grandma.
Yes.
I'm going to see my family. But it's a family thing. Me and my wife, we both have a lot of family in town. And I always think it's interesting, people that, like, don't do a damn thing on Christmas Day. I know, Jared, that's what you said you get to do. But we're going to be busy on Christmas Day. That's what
okay.
You're
asking. Okay. And you play a Christmas song in the studio, and there's a story with
yes,
the Christmas song. Can you explain that for me?
Yes, sir. It's heavy what's going on in America today. And last year at Christmas, I just said, like, damn it, I don't really feel like celebrating Christmas right now. How are you going to be getting in this Christmas spirit with what's going on in our country right now? And I just said that it sure don't feel like Christmas in America this year. And I think that this is a hopeful song. This is a song we're looking towards the future. And we're very hopeful about this next year. And so we hope we get to sing a little bit of a different tune next year.
Oh, and put it to social media for you. For you as bands, to promote yourself.
Oh, it is important. It's nice to be able to reach people directly. And I think it's definitely way important. It's it cuts out a lot of barriers between you building a website. You have to code it, you have to do all these things, you know, but you can instantly reach a lot of people with it. It's neat. It also it's something that is always changing, and it's something that is always tricky to get a grasp on, to figure out the way algorithms work, the way that content works. But I think it's always important to be creating content and to be putting music out there and to make it genuine and making it real.
The temperature daalt. Maar de muziek houdt je warm. De Winkelwagenshow.
The city hung the Christmas lights the day after Halloween. Now the snow is piling up and old Santa Claus is gonna make the scene. So please don't tell my mama, but as Christmas Eve gets near, I said it sure don't feel like Christmas in America this year. Now Christmas is for the children, they're all just children on this earth. Did Jesus show you how to love? Did he tell you all that's worth? Cause that don't sound at all like what they worshiping around here. And I said, it sure don't feel like Christmas in America this year. Maybe I'll be in for a real shutdown come summer Christmas Day, the day when we will all be free and evil will be here. And I sang, it sure does feel like Christmas in America this year. I said, it sure does feel like Christmas. I said, it sure does feel like Christmas. It sure does feel like Christmas in America this year.
Radio Texel 106.1 FM en wereldwijd op radiotexel.nl.
Attentie, hier volgt een waarschuwing. Peter van Vlokhoven zet zijn muziek in de uitverkoop. Dit is de Winkelwagen Show.
Hello, this is Sean Allen from Sean Allen and the True Love Band. This song goes out to all the refugees in the world who have no place to call home. May the world someday learn to live together and value the lives of all people. You can hear more of my work with the True Love Band by checking us out on Spotify or visit my website at Sean Allen, spelled S-E-A-N-A-L-A-N, music.com. You are listening to The Winkelwagen Show, and this is the Refugee Song by Sean Allen and the True Love Band. Stay inspired out there.
Als je wilt dat hij blijft staan, leg je radio dan aan een ketting.
this is Sean Allen, and I just want to thank Peter and the Winkelwagen Show for playing our tune, the Refugee Song.
Speciale aanbieding in deze Winkelwagen Show.
Laatste nieuws en lekkere muziek.
Rechtstreeks vanaf het eiland is dit.
Stop de verspreiding van het coronavirus. Blijf zoveel mogelijk thuis. Houd 1,5 meter afstand. Was vaker je handen. Alleen samen krijgen we corona onder controle. Meer informatie? Kijk op rijksoverheid.nl/coronavirus... of bel 0800 1351.
Als u deze boodschap hoort, dan zegt dat genoeg. Deze boodschap had ook van uw bedrijf kunnen zijn. Meer weten? Even een mailtje naar reclame@radiotessel.nl.
Dorcas, de mooiste kringloopwinkel van het eiland. Wil jij helpen ons succes uit te breiden? Word vrijwilliger in ons gezellige team. Bepaal je eigen werktijden, geen vaste schema's. Er is veel mogelijk. Bepaal wat je wilt doen in onze winkel. Kleding, styling, mannendingen, huishoudelijke artikelen, boeken of liever van alles wat? Zeg het maar, jij bepaalt het allemaal zelf. Kom eens langs aan de Abbewaal 5 voor een praatje, een kop koffie of het informatiepakket. Dorcas Texel, niet alleen een mooie winkel, maar ook de gezelligste werkplek op het eiland. Stamtafel weekendeditie. Iedere vrijdag, iedere zaterdag. Van 4 tot 6. Stamtafel weekendeditie met Jootje en Frank.
Radio Texel.
Sta je ook te popelen om er weer op uit te gaan? Meld je dan nu aan als vrijwillig hulpverlener bij het Rode Kruis Texel. Wij zorgen voor goede opleiding en trainingsmogelijkheden. Nog voordat de festiviteiten van start gaan. Dat heet goede voorbereiding. Meld je dan snel aan via ehbo.texel@rodekruis.nl of bel 065 16 13 699 voor meer informatie. Het Rode Kruis rekent op je.
Slijterij Jan de Wit voor vele soorten drank.
Al 85 jaar uw topslijter.
Trots op Texel. Radio Texel. Het nieuws van 4 uur.
Jan van der Putten met het NOS Journaal.